In the podcast this year, we want to add match previews and match reviews to what we do at the moment. In this pilot episode, we speak to Danny Lambie following the Montrose game, Brian Smith, who was at Berwick and Stenhouse Muir, and then we preview the Raith Rovers game with Brian Smith and lifelong Raith Rovers fan, Robbie Weir.
We're in the bar at the Penny Cabs Stadium. Airdrie have seen off Danny Lambie with an immemorable 0-1 defeat from Montrose. Danny, what do you make of that?
Well, I've never been so disappointed since the last time I expected anything from Airdrie, so it's a shame. It was a shame. It was a poor performance. It was flat from the beginning right through. We would have been lucky to have got a point, and there was a decent crowd there today, and as we've done so often in the last decade, we kind of shot ourselves in the foot. The only bonus is a couple of the teams around us were dropping points as well, so it's very, very early in the season, but I would have expected us to have won today, as the vast majority of the crowd would have, and to get anything less than that was a disappointment.
Yeah, and probably as much the result as the performance. It wasn't like we were robbed. Montrose probably good value for their win despite their spoiling tactics. Just I guess a bit of a concern. I was hoping win last week, win today, beat Steny next week, off to flyer, get a bit of momentum. So probably a bit of a reality check for us.
Yeah, I mean, don't take anything away from Montrose. I thought them getting beat last week 4-0 at home by Arbroath meant that they were going to be the kind of whipping boys of the league. But from that performance today, they were organised. They played to their strengths. They stopped Airdrie playing to our strengths, and they looked a half decent side. They're certainly not going to be cannon fodder, but that takes nothing away from how disappointing Airdrie's performance was. I don't think we used enough of our skill and our technical ability to take advantage of what you would regard as being one of the games that you would expect 3 home points.
We've got a number of fans who travel the country watching Airdrie. I'm joined by one of them. Welcome, Brian Smith.
Thanks, Colin. Nice to be on this. This is a first for me, so I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, welcome. Brian, you sit near me at games. You're a friend of the family, but in terms of Airdrie, you're on the board of the Supporters Trust, is that right?
That's correct, yeah. I've been on there for about 10 months. So originally, I volunteered to be the fan rep on the board under the previous regime, and then obviously, you know, things took a turn for, as we would say, a positive and for the better, and I've stayed within the trust and done a few things and over the last 10 months, which have been very interesting to say the least. So yeah, all good.
And how long have you been supporting Airdrie, Brian? Can you bear to admit it?
Just about. I think those who know me will know my hair is as white as snow, but I'm actually only 55 years old. But I have actually been going to Airdrie games since 1971, I think I pinpointed it at. My dad had pigeons, and which used to, the pigeon club was behind the old Broomfield. So I remember at the ages of 5, 6, 7, actually going in for the last 10 or 15 minutes at the old Broomfield. So my first game, which I don't remember, must have been around about 67, 68, 69. But as a real fan, I've been going since 1971.
And you've played a bit of football in your time as well?
I have. I was a very enthusiastic player as a youth at Airdrie Academy, and got picked up by Shots Bon Accord. Played against Bobby Watson's old Airdrie team that were in the Premier League, which was one of the highlights of my career, actually. As much as I wanted to play for Airdrie, playing against them was quite a privilege as well. Played against people like Pat McCluskey, Sandy Clark, etc. in that game, and we lost 6-0. So, but I got the only shot at goal that Shots had all night, but I would like to say it went narrowly past the post, but it probably got nearer to the corner flag.
And you had a management career in the juniors as well?
I did, for a reasonable, you know, period of time. I was manager of Saltcoats Victoria in the Ayrshire Regional League, with varying degrees of failure. quite difficult when you've got your rocking like Talbots and your winning Rangers, but we gave it our best shot, and probably highlight of that part of my career was a 1-0 victory over Auchinleck, who would be like the Rangers or Celtic of junior football at that time. So, and we followed that up the following week with a 7-2 defeat at Irvine Meadow. So that kind of shows you what inconsistency can do. So.
And I think, like, as always, you've been enthused by what's happened over the summer. You took yourself down to Berwick last week. I wasn't there, so how did that game play out?
Well, I actually had quite a... people who know me will know I'll sort of do anything to get to the other games. So I travel the country in my job as as a dispensing manager in the company that I work for. So I work with hospitals. So I managed to get myself down to the northeast of England that particular evening and stayed over. So surprise, surprise, whilst I was there, Airdrie just happened to be playing Berwick Rangers at Sheffield. And for the first 25, 30 minutes, I actually thought that this was as good as I've seen it for quite a number of years. I thought they were excellent. Stevie had made a couple of changes. He brought Dean back, which I'm not... I've been really impressed the last couple of games with Dean. I thought he played well there. But the big thing for me was... Two significant parts was Ryan Conroy running the game from middle of the park and Dale Carrick being moved out from the middle of the forward three, which was Carrick, McIntosh and Victoria, and playing on the right-hand side, and he just ran riot, scoring a fantastic goal. Conroy scored a beauty at the first, Carrick scored a beauty at the second. We then got a penalty, which McIntosh just converted. I really do think we need to start practising penalties. And then after that, we kind of not fell away. We kind of got a bit complacent. We lost a penalty. David Hutton saved it fairly easily. And from there, the game kind of petered out. Where I thought if we really went at it, we could have won by a few. And that, to be honest, after 25 minutes, I thought we should have won about 6-0.
I've seen the highlights in Diamonds TV, and it's and like watching the game from home, you thought my phone was broken or something, all the goal updates that were coming in. But then when I saw the highlights, it looked as if even before the three goals were scored, we had a number of good chances. So did we just steamroll at them, basically?
Yeah, first 25, 30 minutes, I thought that we played with an intensity that I hadn't seen in every team for quite some time, if I'm honest. And I thought that there was control within it. They were very calm, but when they made attacks, they all looked very, very dangerous. Just as an aside, Colin, I actually was sitting next to Stuart Matthey during that game, and for the first half an hour, I thought his hand was going to fall off. He was constantly giving you updates. So, and I was trying to help him as best I could.
As you say, the game kind of petered out. Do you think it was just a case of job done, keep themselves fresh for Saturday without spending too much energy?
Yeah, I did. He brought on Sean McIntosh and Cammy Russell, and it was good to see both of them actually getting a run out. And I'll tell you the other thing that I'm quite pleased about is that even though we've got, you know, the new team and I think we've got lots of leaders and lots of experience, I'm actually quite pleased that people like Sean McIntosh and, you know, Cammy Russell and Dean Cairns are actually still getting some game time. Because the danger was that these guys would then be left behind, and he doesn't seem to be doing that. And, you know, particularly in the last two games, you know, at Stennis Muir and at Berwick, I thought Dean Cairns made a significant contribution, and, you know, that's good to see.
And was there anything, you said Carrick, a front three with Carrick moved out, and did they change the set-up from the Montrose home game?
Seemed to be quite a straightforward sort of 4-3-3. With Robertson, Crichton, Page and McDonald, you know, at the back. And it was good to see Kim McDonald back. I did think, you know, for what it's worth, with my junior football management experience, that on the Saturday when he played Josh Edwards rather than Kim McDonald, I did from the fourth game, I thought that was a mistake, if I'm honest. And it was, you know, McDonald, I think, gives us a wee bit more steadiness defensively. So I thought the back four looked really strong. Scott Stewart was playing in the middle along with Ryan Conroy and Dean Cairns, and as I said, I thought Conroy was magnificent the first 30 minutes, but I still think that Scott's got a wee bit, he's not just quite at himself yet, but you know, I thought he more than made up for that at the game in Stennis Muir on the Saturday, because you know, I was a bit worried that Scott was not just quite himself, you know, but I can see little signs that that's coming back. And the front three, I thought as Carrick was excellent, first half particularly. I thought Victoria on the left-hand side, you know, gave us real good pace and a lot of skill. I've actually seen him a number of times because I live in East Kilbride and I do go and watch EKFC quite a bit over the years. And I did know him as a central centre forward, and he didn't usually make a, you know, do a lot of movement. He was really the central striker, but Airdrie so far he's actually shown a lot of pace and ability that actually, if I'm honest, I didn't think he had. And the other interesting thing about him is he's changed his name, because at East Kilbride he was called Victoria, and now he's Victoria. So I'm led to believe that's something to do with a registration issue that was made by mistake when he was younger. Thanks to Stuart Matthews for that, because I did ask the question. So and finally,
when he first came to Scotland, he was registered under
as Shal Victoria, and that seemingly is the wrong name because Stuart Matthews actually asked him, and he said no, his name is definitely Victoria. So that went on for 2 or 3 years, and if you watch the Sky Sports News Centre, when he scores a goal, it still says Victoria. So There's something there that I'm not quite sure what it is. But
get robbed of career appearances and goals then. He's not
sure is. I know. Weird.
Coming on to Stenny then. Again, I was watching from afar, and the phone buzzes and you see a red card. So I was just like, oh, here we go. This is going to be the great season. Now we're going to lose. So how did they manage it? Was it just backs to the wall, or was it tactically clever? Were they just better than them?
Good question. I think for me, the club and the team have got a backbone and a strength of character that they haven't had for a number of years. There was elements, particularly near the end, where it was a backs to the wall performance when we kind of sat in. I think it's well documented that the goalkeeper Hutton was absolutely outstanding. He made a save. I was standing behind the goal, and how he saved it, I'll never know. And that gives me a lot of confidence that you know, we've got a good goalkeeper, we've got a real good solid back four, who head every time we attack, we look dangerous, and every time we defend, I think we look solid. I don't see us losing many goals. Last year we would have lost that game 3 or 4-1 easily. And I don't say that lightly, and that's no disrespect to the players who were there last year, but there's a real backbone to this team, and there's a bit of spirit that I haven't seen in every team for quite some time, and you know, at this early stage, that looks good to me. I'm actually quite positive. I think the back four, as I would see it, you know, or the back three, depending on how he does it, you know, Robertson, Crichton and Page, you know, I was a massive fan of Page. I always thought he was a player. I liked Crichton when he was there the first time, and I've always thought Robertson was a real leader when he was at Stranraer. So, you know, these signings came in, and I thought, these are great, and to me, they've not disappointed so far. And I also think that up front, we've got a real goal threat from you know, all four or five, if you include Cammy Russell and that. And I think the midfield, for me, you know, there's varying degrees of. I still think that's the area where we've not quite got it right yet. But you've got Gallagher, you've got Wilkie, you've got Miller, you've got Stewart, you've got Cairns, you've got Conroy. Any three from six, and to be honest, I'd be quite happy. I was really impressed by Miller. Wilkie, I think, is a really good, talented footballer who needs a bit of support if he's playing in the middle as a three. And Conroy's a revelation, as far as I'm concerned. I'll put that another way. I was always quite positive about Ryan Conroy because I always thought he was a really good player, but just needed a few players round about him to really show his talents. And I think that's what's happening this year. And I know it's early, but I would expect him to be like this all season. I'm quite positive the way things are going.
What do you think the change in him is? Because it's interesting that we've gone from full-time training to part-time training, and yet he seems to be flourishing.
I think it's quite clear, to me anyway, that somebody's had a word in his ear about his work rate. I think that he's not carrying the burden of trying to push, you know, younger, a lot of younger and experienced players where they need to be, and you know, and he's concentrating more on his own game. But I also think that and if you look at the game quite, you know, the games that I've, in fact, I think I've seen virtually them all, you know, he will look up and he will find a pass, and he'll find a pass because there's a player available. You know, quite a number of times he will hit a long ball, you know, to from right to left, because he knows that in the last couple of games, like, Victoria will be there, and you know, it then takes us 30 yards up the park and creates an opening that you know, last year would have taken four passes, and I think that's the difference, really.
That's all positive. Any concerns from what you've seen in the last, if you included the Montrose game, the last three games, midfield, you said maybe not as strong as the defence and the attack. Formation, do you think playing five at the back works, or is that us trying to shoehorn three centre-halves into the same formation?
No, I don't, Colin. Actually, funny enough, I actually like the thought of Robertson playing almost like a traditional right back, with Crichton and Page in the middle, along with McDonald as a left full back. I actually think that the midfield will get it together, whether it's as a 4-3-3 or a 4-4-2. I think that we've got the players, all of the players there are capable of doing a job. And, you know, much as I just think it's the mix at the moment, it's not quite right. I think that, you know, I've actually been impressed by, you know, the new boys like Gallagher. I think that he breaks down the play and maybe won't get the praise that you know, potentially he will deserve come the end of the season, I hope. I was really impressed by Miller before he got injured. I thought there was a real creativity about them. And if I'm honest, I've always been a fan of Kyle Wilkie, and think that I know for a fact that he has been carrying an injury for a good few months, and he's not quite over that yet. And once he gets fully fit, then I do think we'll see the best of him.
Saturday's game, a bit of a salivating one. We've got important Raith Rovers, were the bookies' favourites with Dumbarton at the start of the season. They've both had dodgy starts in terms of teams that were heavily favourites, but they're still coming to us unbeaten. We've got them at home. Feels like a good time to play them, and it feels like a match that if we do want to win the league, we really need to put a marker down.
I think that when it comes to this game, I think that the important thing is that we let the fans down quite badly in the Montrose game, and I think that if there was going to be a time for a kick up the backside, that was it. I don't see that happening again. I think the fact that Robertson has lost his appeal, which I've just read, means that there'll be, you know, there'll be a little switch. Whether that is Scott, you know, maybe he stays with a back four, goes to Scott Stewart at right back, and brings in, say, Gallagher. I don't know, but that's what I would do personally. But, you know, I think that they're there for the taking, if I'm honest, because if you read their fans forums, they're on a real downer, and they don't seem to have, you know, picked up any momentum at all. Where, you know, after the defeat against Montrose, I was a bit concerned that we were, you know, we needed some sort of result or two results in a row just to get that enthusiasm again. And if you were at, you know, if you'd gone to Stenismuir and seen the reaction of the fans, there was fans singing and waving scarves at the end of the game, I saw it, and that was magnificent to see. And there's an enthusiasm. See, if we could just get that result on Saturday, I think it's a great launch for us to, you know, let's face it, we will lose games, of course we will, because it's a tough league, but I think it would just give us a bit of a platform to you know, as a springboard to move on to the next, you know, the next level. And if we can be up near the top after the first quarter, I think we'll be there thereabouts. I'm actually quite positive about the season, I must admit.
Let's hope that Saturday's just part of that, and I look forward to catching up with you after some of your further away trips, Brian.
More than happy to give you my opinion, because it's unlike at home, it's nice to be listened to.
Very good, Brian. I'll see you soon.
Yes, bye, Colin.
Okay, bye. Hi, I'm joined by Raith Rovers fan Robbie Weir. Robbie, how are you?
Yeah, I'm doing fine, Colin. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, no, I hear you great. I'd got in touch with you. I was following the Raith Rovers East Fife threads, and I quite liked your posts on that. But quite an angry place. It's been a bit of a fight over who's the worst manager between
you. I'm just glad that we're on to the next week. So on a sensible match thread, hopefully, this week. So bit more discussion about the game.
Yeah, the last season then, a bit of a sore one for you, losing out in the last day, but taking it down to the wire. There's also been changes in the summer. How do you think Raith Rovers are placed at the moment?
Yeah, we're in a bit of an interesting position. As you touched on last season, we came within a post of winning the league, which was obviously, it's heartbreaking when you go through it. It's almost like the anti-Sergio Aguero moment when we hit the post in the 90th minute. But it's moved forward. I think a lot of our fans were hoping for a bit of change maybe in the summer. Barry Smith's under a bit of pressure, I would say, at the moment. Our manager, he's probably, with looking at it, it's been a bit difficult for him. Budget cutbacks and things like that. We've had a high turnover of players in the summer, but there has been probably the biggest change for us has been, as I was touching on before, introducing an AstroTurf at Stars Park. So I think they've introduced a top-of-the-range AstroTurf. Cost about £700,000, but be interested to see how that pans out for us over the course of the season. In terms of the squad, we're probably a bit less in depth in terms of who we've got this season. We've got a bit less experience running with more youth players, so I think it'll probably make it a bit more of an even contest in terms of more teams coming in for the title race this year, including yourselves.
Yeah, and the one thing that stands out about Raith Rovers is your full time. We had that a couple of seasons ago. We were, well, last season even at the start, we were full time, but we didn't, all wasn't well behind the scenes with money problems, and I think it's interesting. I don't know how much an advantage full time training is. I think it depends on the kind of raw materials that the coach has got to work with.
Yeah, definitely.
And your squad, you said you've got more youth players in. You've got a couple of key injuries at the moment, is that right?
Yeah, so we have. Looking at our squad just at the moment, we've had Robbie Thompson, the goalkeeper. He's been injured. He was probably a first-choice keeper going into the season. So we signed in the young lad from Rangers, Kieran Wright, who was on loan at Albion Rovers last season. And then within a game of playing against Stranraer, he actually dislocated his finger. Now, he's still playing at the moment, but he is playing with this injury. Looking at our squad, there is probably quite a few players that you sort of look at, and they are having injury problems at the moment. The main one's probably the most obvious name for us, Lewis Vaughan, who was on absolute fire at the start of last season. Then not so much in the second half. He's out with a bit of an injury. He'll be out for the next few weeks, I think, if not months. Looking even at the team, I think we've had injuries to the likes of Kyle Benedictus, Lewis Milne, Matt Wedderburn's coming back from an injury, and Chris Duggan as well. When you factor in, it's a first team of probably about 15 or 16 in terms of our players, including those youth players. Obviously, that has quite a big impact on the type of product that we're putting on. In terms of the full-time, I'm a bit more sceptical about it. We probably had a bit of a review, I think, in the summer, judging by what's came out in the media. A lot of our fans sort of were questioning, is it worthwhile for us to stay full-time? Because we got absolutely hammered by Alloa in the playoffs, and there was nothing to tell in the fact that we were full-time. And I think you could probably say that about a lot of the games of last season. They weren't. It wasn't like where you've maybe seen Livy or Dunfermline or Morton coming down before. Obviously, there was the two full-time teams in the league, but looking at it, there wasn't really any distinct advantage for having it. Whether it'll be the same this season, really difficult to say at the moment, just with the injuries that we've got.
And the games that you've seen, how have the performances been? Obviously, a bit of discontent on Saturday, but still unbeaten. Are you feeling positive about the season?
Yeah, I'm a bit sceptical. I mean, I'm maybe a bit more pragmatic about things than some of the supporters that you see in the sort of stands. You do look at some of the performances, and we have been quite poor. We're okay against Stenhouse Muir. We played some decent football, and even on Saturday during the first half, we drew 2-2 with East Fife at home. We're playing some decent football, but then just the confidence seemed to completely drain during the second half. It was a really, really strange experience. So I'm a bit, to be honest, I think Saturday is going to be a really difficult game for us. I think Airdrie have recruited well during the summer. They've done really well to keep Duffy and Carrick up front. I think they'll be really big players. And even looking at the likes of Wilkie, who I think was East Fife's player of the year last season, it's going to be a really tough game for us, Viz. And I think Airdrie has always been a tough place to go to at the best of times. But I think at the moment, it wouldn't surprise me if Airdrie managed to come away with either a win.
Yeah, and from our perspective, There's a bit of nervousness about how confident should we be. So we won with Saturday and down to 10 men for 77 minutes. But the week before against Montrose was a really turgid performance. And I don't know if it was just turnaround in players and not being used to each other. But I don't think anyone can say with any confidence what Saturday's going to be like. So it'll be quite interesting to see. I know you're thinking you might be at the game, you might not. We'll maybe catch back up just after the game to see your thoughts on how it's gone.